My name is Sarah Adams, and I've grown up in Lincoln County. I've been away for the past 4 years in college, and I finally graduated in May, and now I'm back home, and it's really good to be back. And I think it feels really special to come back at a time like this when there are protests happening all over the country, and to be able to come back to my own hometown and to have a rally for anti-racism and peace, too. I feel really proud of everyone for coming out here today for that. I know many of y'all have lived here for decades, and you have a good sense of what it's like to live here. But we only have the best sense of what it's like to live here as ourselves. To understand how racism affects us in different ways, and how we can change our own actions for this place to become a more peaceful place to live for everyone, the next best thing we can do is listen to each other's experiences in living here. Recently, I made a new friend. Her name is Fanny Stevens, and she's 84 years old. I met her through a good friend of my dad's, James Gerard. And even though I grew up here, it wasn't until my conversations with Fanny did I hear what it's been like to live in Dahlonega as a black person. Fanny was born and raised in Lumpkin County, so she's been through a lot. And through it all, she's been a stand-up person for herself and for others. Today, I'm going to share with you all a couple of the stories that she shared with me. I used to work at Pine Tree when I lived in Dahlonega. When I had both kids and I had to get my way to school and wash and cook and all that. Anyway, it was hard on me when we changed shifts, and I had to quit. But I had lots of trouble out there with some of the people there. Bud was a manager over at Pine Tree, and he said to me, would I like to work there? Because they had no blacks in there. And he knew that, I guess, because the people there didn't like blacks. Anyway, he said, I know you. And my girlfriend knew because she worked for a white couple here down the hill. There are a couple of black guys working in the back, packing and stuff like that. And he said, I'm going to let you two go over there, and if anyone says anything to you, let me know. They're fired. He said, because I'm not going to stand for it. And know what happened. My girlfriend was afraid to go in. She'd say every time we go into work, I don't want to go in because what are people going to say? I said, I don't care what people say. As long as they don't touch me, I don't care. So one day I walked in, and we had the ladies' locker room, and that's where everybody went, and they'd get there for a time to sit in the locker room and talk. So I walked through the door, and this girl, I can't remember her name, but she's a headset girl. When I opened the door, she came out and stepped on my foot and grinded on it. And there's two older ladies there, and they'd seen her, and they'd said to her, why did you do that? But she went on out the door. I put my pocketbook down. I went out the door. I said, you want to grind on my foot again? I stuck it out like that. I said, go ahead. Step on my foot again. You know you stepped on my foot. She said, yeah, I know it. I said, step on it. And she stood there and looked at me. I said, you got one more time to try me. I said, and you're going to be wrong. And she didn't do no more. I'm not afraid of anything. I still ain't afraid of nothing. I decided that if I'm human, to get you, you got to come for me. And we're going to get each other. And that's just the way I feel about it. But I've been through so much, and sometimes I be at home and you think I'm crying. And sometimes I sit at home and I think about all the things that we've been through and still go through. It shouldn't happen like that. It shouldn't be like that. We should be loving each other, helping each other. The Bible said that we are made in God's image. So if we are made in God's image, are we human? Do we deserve to be treated like that? I don't think so. I don't think so. I try not to talk on things I don't know. I try to talk on things I do know. And I try to live like God intended us to live, and that is to love one another. Sometimes you get to thinking about it, and you get mad, and you think, why? Fanny talked to me about what she thought about the protests going on now, too. She said, this guy said to me the other day, I don't know why they're rioting and doing this and that. And he's a white guy. I said, are you black? He said, oh, well, I had a thought about it. I said, if you were black, you'd feel the same way because we know what we've been through. I said, they know what we've been through. They know, and they're still still doing it to us. But they're not going to get me down. I think about it and I feel bad for people who don't understand and don't want to understand. The Lonica is full of racists still. There's good people. There's very good people in this world. But the Lonica has a lot of hateful people still too. So I try not to deal with them because I know me. My kids know me and they'll tell me, Mama, Mama. And I'll say, don't Mama me. Because I'm not going to take it, and y'all don't have to take it. You're human beings like everybody else. We're just different colors. I asked Fanny if there's one thing she would say to people at a gathering like this. And this is what she said. I guess I would tell them, like the sign says, black people do matter. Because we are human beings, and we are, and that we're made in God's image. And I know he's watching us, and I know he's displeased with us. And that we should all love each other and be there for each other. That's what the world is all about. We're in this world to help each other and to treat each other with respect. Let's listen to what Fanny says. Be there for each other, respect each other, and love each other. She's done that always living here, and we can all do the same too.